The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday. And as we do each and every Monday, Laura Kennard's with us. We're going to be talking about some business networking opportunities here in the greater Des Moines metro and, what the heck, maybe a social media tip or two. Welcome back, Laura. Good to have you here.
Hey.
Yeah, let's go.
How are you?
First day of spring.
First day of spring. Yes.
Yeah, it's nice out there.
It is nice out. It matches. It matches the first day of spring.
Yeah, flowers.
And then it'll probably snow later.
You never know. Welcome to Iowa.
Exactly.
So what do we got going on this week?
Well, so we'll start out right away with a social media thing, but it's not a local thing, which I don't talk about very often, you know. I actually signed up for Social Media Marketing World 2017. This is put on by the Social Media Examiner, which I mention from time to time because they provide a lot of good news about social media. They're pretty up to the moment every week, and they are doing a two-day world social media marketing event in San Diego, but I bought the virtual pass. So I'll have something to say about that, but you could also do that. It's not super inexpensive. It's, you know, several hundred dollars, but you do get to keep downloads, videos of presentations, and so a lot of interactive stuff, a lot of tools to use later on. But I was just kind of curious as to when all these folks get around in the room in San Diego, many of them who I've followed for a long time, Mary Smith and different people that are sort of like thought leaders and different social media platforms, and just kind of curious from a lot of them are talking about live and video, and so trying to stay on top of that. And what do the...
Is Gary Vaynerchuk going to be there?
He could be. That would be a possibility. Those would be the level of names.
You know, I find, speaking of Gary, I find some of what he does very good. And I find some of what he... If you don't know who we're talking about, Gary is a brand warrior. He started out at his parents' liquor store. In New York. And I mean, it was, you know, it's a large liquor store, and they were doing, I don't know, I'm going to make these numbers up because I can't remember. They were maybe doing $1 million a year. And then he started using social media to push different things. And I think they're doing $20 million a year now. It's just exploded. And, and he goes all over the world helping businesses and individuals learn more about how to better communicate on social media. Well, he now does, you know, some interesting things on Periscope. He'll sit there and he'll Facebook Live events. And but he spends so much time talking about goofy stuff that I never hear the meat of the issue. It's it's really an interesting thing. And people are hearting and, you know, they're loving the stuff that's going on. But, okay, Gary, I get it. Okay, you're a cool guy and you got all these followers and everybody loves you. But teach me something.
I read something the other day where someone said that they were going to not listen to him anymore. Not from a negative point of, like the angle was the negative. Like you would think that it was negative, but what they had said was that they were going to stop listening to the podcasts and the different stuff and just go and put some of the things that he teaches to action. So he does have, I think, like a learning track of some sort and a membership, and whatever he teaches on there, this person said they were going to, you know, stop listening. And actually they already had and said that they had really good results by following the action steps. And I think their point was you have to stop just listening to all the stuff and go do something. Right.
Hello. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, I mean, Gary, I love you, man, but you got to get to the point.
Right.
If you've got something to say, let us know.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, but he is world famous and he travels all over.
He might be there. Of course, Michael Stelzer is the one that puts that on. Sure. And so different people that real early on became sort of thought leaders in
space. So when is this event?
So March 22nd in San Diego. And so I'm going, I'll give you some tips after I get an opportunity to watch it live.
All right.
We do have also pop-up co-working. I mentioned that Gravitate was starting to do some pop-ups around town. And they've got one coming up March 23rd.
What does that mean? I mean, does it mean like that, Jeff Wood goes to an abandoned warehouse someplace and has some desks there, and he says, okay, everybody join me for a pop-up network? Well, what does this mean?
Very interesting. It's going to be held at Reclaimed Rails Brewing Company, so they're actually doing it in a, like, you could probably do it at 515 Brewing or, right, you know, wherever.
Got it. Okay.
And so, and I don't know if Jeff goes there himself, but the idea is that people can come to a space that maybe isn't normally used for co-working and co-work to maybe get the idea of what it is to just be around other people when you're used to. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's kind of a cool idea.
And to kind of give a thought to people that maybe have been working freelance and maybe I would like
to co-working. Hang out with other people.
Yeah. So gives them a little
taste.
That is
if you're socially have the ability to get along with other people.
Right.
Which I sometimes don't, but
I sometimes don't either.
I get it. All right.
So then we also have, so that's at 1 p.m, that'll be beginning. Later that evening, then at Space to Work, Social Media Club of Des Moines will be doing Harness the Power of Facebook Ad Pixel. So Think Digital is going to be at Space to Work, and they're going to be talking about that little pixel that you can use to track Facebook ad stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's getting down into the nitty-gritty details of advertising. So if you've ever done any ads and you want to get a little more sophisticated and learn a bit about tracking pixels, they're going to teach you how you can grab that, install it, and get better information about who is actually engaging with your ads.
Checking your stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So also, same evening, I have Blogging Fundamentals. This is on Thursday, the 23rd.
It's Thursday.
I have Blogging Fundamentals in Ankeny at the FFA Enrichment Center. That's from 6 to 9. You can pre-register for that now online at DMAC Continuing Ed. So dmac.edu and then go to the Continuing Ed. Or you can show up to that class because we're a go and I won't kick you out. So you can show up.
Blogging, you know, and it really is important to get started out on the right foot when you're blogging. Mm-hmm. And know the secrets. You don't have to write War and Peace every time you blog, you set out a post.
So we actually talk about long form as versus short form, different platforms, putting it on your website as versus somewhere else, how often, consistency, guest blogging, how to promote. Because just because you build it doesn't mean that they'll come.
Or that they even know that you exist.
Right, exactly. Right. So there is some work to promote your blog. We also then, on March 28th, so skipping ahead 5 days into the following week, 40 under 40. I'm not under 40, but that's a pretty good
I'm
group.
I'm almost twice 40.
You didn't have to tell that.
It's all right. I don't mind.
Anyway, but we have a pretty dynamic group of business and social-minded under 40s that do some pretty cool stuff.
I saw the list.
Here.
Yeah, I saw the list. I think I know about half of them. So I'm going to have to reconnect with the other half.
You're starting to fall out of favor with the under 40s?
Well, you know, I mean.
Or you don't know as many of them as you used to?
I just don't know as many as I used to.
I remember when I used to be in that club, and then when I turned 40, I got kicked out.
You tend to get kicked out, but of course, when I turned 40, the electric light bulb had just been introduced.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. Me and Thomas Alva, we were close friends. Menlo Park, never forget it.
So, but that's a very good event, recognizing young people who are making difference, and they are the future, of course, of what's going on in the Des Moines area. Yes, good group of people, usually. Metro Friends Business Social Spring Fling will be at 2600 Westtown Parkway on March 30th. So, again, we're looking ahead, almost into some save the dates. And that is also on a Thursday, and it's going to be right after work hours from about 4:30 on. That is where local businesses will put together some tables so you can kind of walk around and check out what they do. There's also drawings. There's usually music. So it's mingling, networking, and then being able to go around and kind of collect some
stuff. And where is this going to be?
It is at 2600 Westtown Parkway. So it's in one of the business parks, actually. I can tell you.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll find it.
Okay. The Century 3 building. Yeah, anyway, we'll keep talking about it as it gets closer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
And then that same evening, Facebook Marketing Essentials, and that's a class with me.
Yep.
And then looking ahead to April, we have a weekend event coming up, which is, oh, you know what? I lied. April 5th. So save the date for April 5th. Not sure what day that is. But that is, oh, it's a Wednesday. Sorry. It's an April luncheon on video marketing take one. This I'm really, really excited about. AMA Iowa. It's going to be 11:30 to 1. So there's a little networking first and then at noon to 1. And they've got a really good guy who I've been doing a little bit of looking ahead. And it's basically from Jeff Julian, the co-founder and CEO of Square Digital, which is all about, they do a lot of video marketing. And so giving you some tips, I'll tell you, this emphasis on video, you know, is
and
crazy.
What's interesting about this, I do a program, it's called 5 and 24. Five things any business can do in 24 hours or less to remanufacture
right.
their brand. Yeah. So I've been doing this for, four, maybe 5 years. And one of those five things is video. You know, we've been on that track a long, long time, and about what makes a successful video, how you can do your own video, and how you gather input and data, and how you can share it. Mm-hmm. And so video is huge. And, you know,
funny thing is, the same day as that video marketing take one with AMA Iowa, a lunch and learn. Then you can just go on over to Drake University, same night, April 5th, and have a 360 digital photography and video workshop with Chris Snyder over at Drake. So you could just make a video, education day of it. So we've got all those good things going on, and that's probably enough. And we'll start talking about more of those as we get closer.
Wow.
But
so we did
lots of stuff.
We did things opposite today. We talked about social media first, and then networking.
Yes, we did.
We talked about Gary Vaynerchuk, and
just because we happen to have that coming up first. And again, sometimes there's opportunities to catch some of this stuff that's in San Diego or wherever.
Sure, you can do it online.
You can do it online.
Right.
So, so this will be the first time I've really purchased a ticket to a virtual event like that, and we'll all have a full
download.
Yeah,
have to let us know how it goes.
I will, and see if it was worthwhile.
It's just in a couple of days.
Yeah.
So
next week we'll talk about
it. So will you get all the stuff?
Do. The nice thing is that I'll be able to get videos, any of their presentations. You can go back and watch it, take notes, whatever, because it's sort of like a whole library that you get. And there is a bunch of talk about video. There's also some basic stuff, but it's always interesting to go back to the basics and listen to what some of these top people have to say.
That's right. All right, Laura Kennard, networking and social media for business. Thanks, Laura.
Oh, you know what? I also forgot to mention, save the date, Young Entrepreneurs Convention will be April 21st and 22nd. That's a little bit further down the road, but I wanted to get that in people's calendar. It looks like they've really ramped it up. It's only the second year for it. But they've got a food truck showdown and speakers that they're bringing in. And I'll tell you, they're, you know, watched it last year, helped participate in some of the promotion. And it's really shaping up to continue.
It's April 24th.
April 21st and 22nd.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right, we got to clear on out of here because Tyler Hackenmiller is jumping up and down saying, you guys got to go. Come on. Go. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Laura Kennard talking about networking and social media. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's making the dials work and so that you get this on the radio right now. And, of course, if you missed all or part of any of our interviews today, we will have those up on the podcast page. Program director for the radio station is, of course, Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, and the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, the golden tones of Jimmy Olsen. All right, for all those folks, and the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. We're back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Till then, enjoy what's left of your Monday. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.